Now, the Big Ten Conference will be playing football this fall after a unanimous vote from its Council of Presidents and Chancellors. On August 11th, that same group had voted to postpone all fall sports. Several other major conferences had already decided to go ahead with their games. A group of Big Ten officials, including UW Athletic Director Barry Alvarez, outlined plans today for an abbreviated season starting on October 23rd. They also talked about a testing program for players and personnel, as well as standards for halting activities on the field. Colton Bartholomew is the Badgers football reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. Colton, good to have you back.
Yeah, thanks for having me on again.
Can you talk about what these stakeholders had to say about why now they're deciding they can go ahead and play where they weren't so sure up to as recently as last week?
Right. So the big thing was securing the daily rapid testing that they're going to have for COVID-19. It's an antigen test. And if anybody tests positive with an antigen test, they'll then take a PCR test, a nasal swab, and to be able to confirm or see if it may have been a false positive. So having the daily option there, that really decreases the strain of contact tracing efforts that they needed to do with these athletes was a big part of it. And then also the protocols that they put in place with a 21-day quarantine, at least for anyone that tests positive, and some other factors, including the myocarditis screening that they're going to be doing, an enhanced cardiac screening for anyone that tests positive as well. So they feel like the concerns that they had a few weeks ago when they voted in April or in August to cancel the season have been, you know, allayed, and they're ready to play in about a month here once they get everything, all their processes kind of up to speed.
UW's athletic director Barry Alvarez took part in a virtual press conference today, outlined some of the plans. One key thing for Badger fans, they should not be queuing up online to buy their tickets, right?
They should not. No, no tickets are going to be sold to the public throughout the conference, actually. And only family members, and I think it's just going to be limited to parents of players and the coaching staff are going to be allowed in the stadium. And that really covers two big things. Is one, these programs don't want a lot of outside people coming onto campus unnecessarily, and they determine that, you know, a football game is not quite a necessary reason to come onto campus right now, given what's happening. And then two, you know, some schools, like I know Nebraska is already upset that they won't be able to have fans. But if they were going to have, you know, a couple of schools that weren't going to bring fans in, they wanted to make an even playing field for everyone. So no public tickets. And we've already seen what they've done with the season tickets where there can be a donation or roll over to next year. So no public tickets, and going to be kind of a weird atmosphere when you watch a Badger game on TV with nobody in the stands.
Now, this comes after a weekend of NFL play, mostly with no fans in the stands, and some other college conferences in action. Do you think that the Big Ten leaders were kind of looking to see what happened over the weekend before they made this call?
You know, I think maybe a little bit, but the wheels were already in motion starting middle of last week. A mid-October return was more possible than they originally thought. And then I also think that the access to the rapid testing has really increased in the last few weeks. And that, I think, was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back here, in that they can know every single day where they stand as a team and quickly isolate and start treating anybody that might catch this virus. So I think that it was more getting these tests and, you know, making sure that they're going to be available to them throughout the year. So now they can kind of start preparing to have a season and potentially, hope, I guess the hope would be to have it without hitches here.
Talking to Colton Bartholomew, Badger football reporter at the Wisconsin State Journal, talking about this new decision now from the Big Ten saying yes to football starting later in October. A lot of comments on our Facebook page. Let's let our listeners drive the show a little bit. Dave is one of the listeners who's happy about this. He says, I'm happy for the players, and I pray for no positive tests like what's been going on at campuses and other schools. Dave, bringing up the players now, if you're a football player, you're hoping to play football. Have you heard much from Badger players, like we've heard from some other schools, about what they think about whether they should be playing?
Yeah, no, there's a lot of excitement, and there was a lot of frustration when the season was canceled because the Badger players kind of felt like we've been doing everything we're supposed to. We're doing everything that you asked us to. But then you're not giving us a chance to kind of prove that right or make it worth it. And there was a lot of frustration a few weeks ago, and I think now that's replaced with optimism and happiness that they're able to play. And now it's kind of on them. We mentioned already the spikes on UW-Madison's campus is scary, and we're seeing where these dorms are quarantined and a couple other buildings are, you know, basically all quarantined areas as well. So it's really up to these student athletes to set the example on campus, avoid crowds, wear your masks, have good hygiene, things of that nature to stop this spread and, you know, continue to be vigilant in this so that a season can happen.
And Brian, on that note, writes on Facebook, completely irresponsible, no in-person classes at Madison, but it's fine to play football. Brian says this is total money over health. So, yeah, there is this weird discrepancy, no in-person classes as they're making this decision. What do you think of what Brian had to say?
He's not wrong. It's hard to argue that point. And the Big Ten officials that were on the press conference today kind of addressed that. They said, you know, we are aware of the optics of this, that we have these issues on campus right now, or on all these campuses right now, but are going to bring back football. I think a part of it is that they're going to wait about 5-6 weeks from now. So I think the idea is that some of these issues, these bigger spikes on campuses might be cleared up by then. But I think the other thing is that, in all honesty, that the athletes that have a little bit more on the line and have more, you know, juice in the game, essentially, and want to play football are going to be more responsible than the average college student that doesn't have that same type of incentive. So I think there's a fair argument to be made on both sides that maybe it's not a great idea, or maybe it's, you know, about the money. But then at the same time, I think that the athletes are the students that you worry a little bit less about, because, you know, they want to play and they're going to do what's necessary to play.
And Mary Jo writes, why not other fall sports? These athletes aren't good enough for these groundbreaking protocols. Mary Jo says, I guess money and politics talk when push comes to shove. So what's going on with other fall sports? And there's lots of them, Colton.
Sure. So the big thing about the rest of the fall sports is that the NCAA controls them, where the NCAA kind of gives way to the conferences and the college football playoff when it comes to football. And Kevin Warren, the Big Ten commissioner, said today during the press conference that the biggest thing about doing football first and getting football buttoned up, the way he put it, was that it's the largest teams on all of these campuses, right? There's over 100 players, and then when you add in the coaches, there's about 150 people per campus that this affects. So getting that squared away, just because of the size of the teams and the extensiveness that these protocols are going to be tested, I think the idea is that kind of make football the test dummy, to use, you know, not the best analogy, but kind of use them as a guinea pig, make sure all these things work in these few weeks, and then bring back the rest of the fall sports. But the other part of it with fall sports is that the NCAA controlling their championships and having already moved, let's say, volleyball or soccer to the spring, there's not a ton of incentive right now for the players even or the programs to bring back these sports in the fall when they don't have a championship or, you know, an end goal to be able to play for here in the fall. So I understand Mary Jo's point entirely that, you know, it should have been all sports, and I kind of agree with that. But the fact that football is still going to hold a championship here in the fall or the wintertime technically, whereas some of these other fall sports have already been moved, that actually played a bigger role than I think the university's willingness to extend these protocols to all the teams.
Colton, in our last minute, I wanted to ask you, last time we talked to you, actually, what is it like for you being a sports reporter and having to capture the finer nuances of, you know, disease testing technology?
I'm not good at it. I'm not going to lie to you. I am much better at about talking about defenses and, you know, different run schemes and stuff like that in college football than trying to pretend I'm an epidemiologist. But we're hopefully getting through it. And I do think that I understand everyone's frustrations on both sides. And I think that having football back will be a good thing for the campus as a whole and for the community. So my big thing throughout all of this has been hopefully keep some people at work in the athletic department, in the communities, some of these other places that are connected to football that might have lost their jobs without a season. So that's kind of where my mind's been.
Well, maybe next time we'll talk to you about X's and O's instead of R's. Colton, thanks a lot for joining us.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Colton Bartholomew is the Badger football reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. He talked to us about the Big Ten Conference deciding to play a shortened football season starting in late October. Coming up, Wisconsin's Ice Age Trail celebrates a special 40th this year. We'll find out about the Mammoth Hike Challenge that's part of the celebration. That's up next on Central Time.